Teenagers are made, not born. Why do I say that? Parents, unfortunately, in this day and age, grow up with an expectation that once their child reaches the teen years, they are expected to rebel. They are expected to disobey. Now, this need not be so. In fact, the word teenager is a relatively new word. It was only coined in 1941 and used for the first time in Reader's Digest. Before 1941, how did our young people survive without this teenage era, so to speak? Well, simple. The children or the child grows up to become a responsible youth, a young adult. But today, we have this self-fulfilling prophecy that parents take a very lax attitude towards discipline training while the child is still in their elementary years. And we scratch our head and wonder, how do they suddenly flip overnight and the little angel that has been growing up for the first 10 to 11 years of his or her life have suddenly turned into a fallen one the next day? A lot has to do with the fact that we have not sweat the small stuff. What does it mean to sweat the small stuff? To sweat the small stuff means that we must be very particular over even little acts of disobedience, little acts of disrespect. We have got to learn to nip it in the bud before it grows to become full-flown, full-fledged rebelliousness in the later years. That's why we must guard against the deception of saying, well, boys will be boys and girls will be girls. They will grow out of it. They will never grow out of it. Because a child left on its own cannot change their own behavior. They need you. They need me. They need us as responsible parents who will guide them. So in the parents' vocabulary, there is no such thing as a little misbehavior. Every misbehavior has the potential of reaching full-blown teenage-grade rebelliousness. Deal with it now, quickly, swiftly, authoritatively, but always within the context of a loving relationship. Then the teenage years will be before what it was pre-1941, where the child grows up to be a responsible youth and not an irresponsible teenager. Think about it.